Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Russian Donation by Christoph Spielberg, translated by Gerald Chappell, performed by Michael Page. Chapter 1. Germany, Pentecost, Monday, June 12, 6 p.m. My patient Misha died on what could finally be called a warm summer evening. A mouth-watering smell from a neighboring barbecue wafted into my living room through the open balcony door, though it wasn't as strong as it had been the previous weekend. German men had something infinitely more important on their minds tonight than grilling, watching our first soccer game in Belgium. I, for one, was well prepared. My beer was perfectly chilled, my crackers were within easy reach, and only a week over their best-before date, and I had plenty of my favorite dip on hand. I could only hope that our boys on the field were equally ready. Sure, they were only playing Romania, but as the sports commentators never tired of pointing out, you still have to win. I'm not even a particularly keen soccer fan and certainly no expert, but if millions of my countrymen find such an evening relaxing, who am I to disagree? Besides, it's less work than trying to have a civilized evening sipping wine, perusing the arts section of the newspaper and carrying on an intelligent conversation. Who would I talk to, anyway? Going and sharing a beer with my nouveau riche SUV-driving neighbors was out of the question, and would only confirm my cynical opinion about the close correlation between economic success and stupidity. I've been an emergency room attending physician for the past 8 years, so it wasn't unusual for me to have spent most of the holiday weekend in the ER. Nonetheless, I still struggled with my place in the system. Patients are the reason hospitals exist, and it is thanks to them that the entire apparatus keeps functioning. If you think about it, it is the patients who ensure that doctors, nurses, kitchen and cleaning personnel, administrators, suppliers and the pharmaceutical industry have a secure livelihood. In addition, patients facilitate doctors' further training and advancement by providing them with invaluable experience. In other words, I've never understood who is really serving whose needs in the hospital. Okay, maybe I understand it, but I've never internalized it. I'm a Don Quixote in scrubs. I've learned that I may not be able to eradicate diseases, but I can stay out of nature's way if it's trying to heal a patient. Which it sometimes does, despite the combined efforts of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?